Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. So we've been focusing on many Senate races, but not every Senate race. For example, I'm supporting Marco Rubio in Florida. I'm supporting Herschel Walker in Georgia, Senator Tim Scott in South Carolina, Ron Johnson in the great state of Wisconsin, Dr. Oz, as you know, in the state of Pennsylvania. They had a great rally with President Trump there on Friday night. I'm supporting Brnovich out in Arizona and Laxalt in Nevada. And, you know, I still haven't made my mind up in a couple of places because I don't know the people running. One state that I should be paying a lot more attention to, and I haven't been, and I'm going to now, is the state of North Carolina. And you have Donald Trump has endorsed Ted Budd, congressman. He's going up against former governor Pat McCrory. Latest polls have him up significantly. In Trump's endorsement, he said this gentleman is going to be your next senator, someone you'll be very proud of. He'll fight like nobody fights, and I'm giving him my complete and full and total endorsement. And by the way, here's a Ted Budd ad involving Trump's endorsement.
Ted Budd is an unrelenting champion for your North Carolina values, and he'll defend your borders. He will be tough as hell on crime. Ted is by far the best candidate in this race, and we will crush the radical Democrat nominee in November.
Joe Biden's America is woke and broke, and we can't back down. The fight starts now. I'm the America First candidate. Let's go win this for our country.
I'm Ted Budd, and I approve this message.
Congressman Ted Budd, running for Senate, North Carolina, joins us now. The latest Trafalgar poll, that's Robert Cahaley, had him up by almost 2-1 over Pat McCrory. Now, what's interesting about that is Pat McCrory was former governor of North Carolina with incredible name recognition. I guess it shows the power of the Trump endorsement. In the last 55 races where Trump has endorsed, he's 55-0. Ted Budd, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Sean, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. It's great to hear the Speaker Newt Gingrich on just a few minutes ago, and to also have his endorsement as well. And again, thanks for having me.
Well, look, I'm very, very picky about what I'm looking for in a Senate candidate. I'm going to be very blunt. I want somebody, I consider myself a Reagan conservative, an America First conservative, Make America Great Again conservative, and a Save America conservative at this point because things are that bad. And I'm not going to support anybody that can convince me that they're going to go to Washington, not get caught up in the institutions of government, and fight like hell for the policies, for example, that Donald Trump espoused that were extraordinarily successful and work. Where do you stand?
So what Donald Trump told me backstage when he endorsed me in June of last year, he said, Ted, there's a lot of great people in this race, but I'm endorsing you because you never wavered. You never backed down on the America First agenda. He knows that I'm a conservative fighter. I'm a small business person. That's why, you know, he knows that I've supported the America First agenda, and he knows that I know how to win. I mean, Nancy Pelosi targeted me in 2018. She put me on a list of 33 members of Congress, and it was a top year for Republicans. I was in the toughest Republican district in North Carolina. Nancy Pelosi wanted her gavel back, and by God's grace, Sean, and a lot of hard work, we beat her by 6 points. So we've got to find somebody that knows how to win. And unfortunately, in 2016, I've supported Pat McCrory. Our family has supported Pat McCrory. We've thrown fundraisers for him. But he was the only Republican governor in 2016 to lose. And we can't have somebody in the saddle ready to run in November that's going to lose. We need a conservative fighter, small business person that knows how to win.
Why are things tougher in North Carolina, what used to be a reliably red state? What has happened?
I mean, you've got a lot of high growth cities, a lot of technology, a lot of medicine, a lot of people coming in from the Northeast because those places are so screwed up. They say you can't live in New York anymore. So they're going to come to North Carolina. We welcome them. But please don't bring the politics with you that screwed up where you just left.
No. Don't welcome all of them. Only welcome those that are not going to screw up your state and adopt the policies from the state that they're leaving and abandoning in droves. This is a very important Senate race for the Republicans. This is a must-hold seat because you're replacing Senator Burr. And hopefully it's a major step up for the people of North Carolina. How do you describe your political philosophy?
I'm a Trump-endorsed candidate. I mean, I'm America First. They know that I'm a person of faith. I met my wife on a Christian mission trip. They know that that's the single biggest factor in who I am. They know that I come from an agricultural background, and not only to understand what our farmers and ag community go through, they know I've got a strong work ethic. They know I'm a small business person, so I know how to balance a budget. And obviously, when you look at our $30 trillion deficit, somebody missed it, Sean. Somebody forgot how to run a business and run our country like a business. And they also know I'm a tough fighter. I don't back down. I'm in the Freedom Caucus, and I've been in tough fights, and I've come out winning.
You know, to me, the way to save this country is very simple. I mean, I think Republicans got to be the party. Conservatives need to lead the movement that we believe in capitalism. We believe in our Constitution, including our First and Second Amendment, limited government, less bureaucracy, lower taxes, law and order, safety and security so people can pursue happiness. I believe that we can easily fix our nation's school system with school choice. We spend more per capita per student with the worst results in the industrialized world. I believe in secure borders and law and order at the border. I believe in energy independence, economic policies that do not stifle business growth. Constitutionalists on the bench. I believe in free and fair trade and peace through strength. I don't really think it's that much more complicated than that. And I believe in the right to life. I'm pro-life. I don't think it's that much more complicated, is it?
You just listed the whole set of things that are America First, that are the things I support. That's why the National Border Patrol Council endorsed me as well. Law enforcement all around the state is endorsing me. Sean, 12 years ago, the local police department came to me and asked me to buy this bankrupt, closed indoor gun range. So I own a shooting range training center. I'm a federally licensed firearm dealer. And so you know those are the things that I support, not only as a small business person, but somebody who supports the Second Amendment, not only in Washington, but here in North Carolina through my small business as well. And by golly, as a person of faith, we believe that life is sacred from conception onward, and we have to support life. It's just unreal what the Democrats want to do. And the fact that they're trying to put us on the defensive, they need to be on the defensive because we support life.
Describe for me who's your likely Democratic opponent. You have a good idea who's likely going to win that race?
They've consolidated around Sherry Beasley, who is an out-of-touch radical leftist who is going to be supported by Chuck Schumer. She believes in abortion on demand all the way up until birth. And if she follows what all the Democrats in Congress believe, I don't think they have a single pro-life Democrat in the U.S. House anymore. But none would support the Born Alive bill, meaning if there was an abortion that went wrong and the child was born, they wouldn't support the life of that child, even on this side of the womb. It's absolutely devastating what they believe. And those are the policies that Sherry Beasley would support. She's trying to paint herself as a moderate, but she's not. She's a radical progressive Democrat. And the policies that she supports and the Democrats support, those are the things, Sean, which have hurt our country. We know the things that you listed are the things that make our country great. we can get back to those. And I look forward to making this country great again. I'm glad to have President Trump, our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, the National Border Patrol Council, Speaker Gingrich, sheriffs, 50-plus state legislators are behind me. But we're going to run like we're behind. Yeah, we're ahead, but this is the NASCAR state, and we're going to run like we're 10 points behind, and we're not going to let off the gas.
When is the primary?
8 days, May 17th. We're in early voting right now, but we've only got 8 days to go until May 17th.
Yeah, same day as Pennsylvania. A close race there. Oz is ahead by a couple, according to two polls out today. I'm supporting him for the same reasons we're discussing here. And that is, you know, what matters to the American people. It does speak volumes to me that two-term governor, one-term governor, was he one or two? But Crory.
He's run three times. He's only been successful once. And he was the only Republican to lose in 2016.
Pretty amazing battle going on there. But I know there are good people in North Carolina. I will say this. The Republican Party, if it has got to be this outreach. We see now that there is a hunger. And you see a demographic shift unfolding right before our eyes where more young people, more African Americans, more Hispanic Americans, people that traditionally, historically have voted Democratic, and they're looking at this disaster of an economy and every failure of the Biden administration, and they're looking for a new home. And I think they're looking for a home where a party will stand up for liberty and freedom, get out of their lives, get out of their way, and create a ladder to success. And that was always called the American dream. That seems to be a distant memory at this point since Joe Biden's been in the White House.
What we did in the Trump administration, Sean, and you'll remember this, is the people that were the fastest growing income, had the fastest growing income, was the lowest quartile of earners. The lowest unemployment in recorded history for women, the lowest unemployment in 50 years for African-American, the lowest point in recorded history for Hispanics, all happened under President Trump. We have to get back to that. And it was the highest job participation. The workforce participation numbers were up. So we know what to do. More people coming into the workforce, which, by golly, Sean, we know that there's 11 million unfilled jobs right now. Employers can't find the help that they need. So we need to get more folks into the workforce and at the same time drive down the numbers. Joe Biden can't celebrate a sub 4% unemployment number because there's not enough people in the workforce. Under President Trump, we were winning on all fronts, and we were winning with Hispanics, African Americans, and women. And we have to get back to that. We know how to be successful for all people.
I don't take anything for granted, but it looks like you're headed to a pretty easy primary victory. And this is going to be a defining state like Pennsylvania is, like Wisconsin is, like Ohio will be. New Hampshire, I haven't mentioned New Hampshire yet. Georgia will be, and Nevada, and Arizona, and Missouri. I mean, we've got some very important bellwether races this year. Look forward to working with you in the future. It looks like you're on your way to victory. Ted Budd, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Sean.
800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, quick break. We'll hit the phones when we come back. Toll free, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program as we roll along on this Monday.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a burner was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and burner is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of burner. Now, burner is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to burner, watch their videos, burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Now, let's get to our busy phones here. 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us. Michael, California, next. Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Michael? How are you?
Doing great, Sean. Big shout out to you for fighting the good fight for the conservative cause for 25 plus years.
Thank you for helping me. I appreciate it. What's going on?
From the left, the vitriol from the left who has no respect or civility for anything conservative. In reading the leaked draft decision, it seems to me in the 98-page draft leak, the thrust of that whole argument is that the judiciary, specifically the Supreme Court, does not have the right, the authority, to create constitutional protections that don't exist in the Constitution. The rights that do exist, the right to bear arms, the right to freedom of speech, both have limitations. Sean, you can have revolvers all you want, but you cannot have a grenade launcher in your backyard. You cannot carry grenades or missiles. And the same with free speech. You cannot slander somebody on the air. And as in,
I hate to tell you, if you're a public figure, you can get slandered. I get slandered a lot, but go ahead.
And the Washington Post has found out that you can't libel people. In any case, the draft decision says that the Congress or the states shall be the ones that create the right to abortion. And so that will be, as it turns out, how abortion will be codified. But all rights have limitations. And if you believe, as I know you do, many believe life begins at conception. There should be no right to aborting a living thing. But that's an extreme position, just as the right to an abortion after a live birth is another extreme position.
You're separating two things here. The constitutional issue actually is outlined in the Constitution. If a specific issue is not specific, if it's not addressed in the Constitution, in our Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, you know, those rights not enumerated in the Constitution are then issues that get determined by the states. States will decide, and abortion will be legal in America, probably very close to all 50 states, if not all 50. They'll have varying restrictions in some states, and you'll have other states that allow abortion up until, you know, hours before birth even. And that's how sick and extreme some on the left have become. But you're absolutely right in your argument, and that is they made up a right in Roe v. Wade that was not enumerated in the Constitution. And therefore, and even Justice Ginsburg, of all people, acknowledged this. meaning it then goes back to the states to decide. And she spoke about that not once, but I believe on two separate occasions. And I talked about it last week. Anyway, I just think for me, it's a very simple constitutional principle. And we follow it. I think Americans are going to learn, especially these people that are going absolutely ballistic. Oh, abortion isn't illegal as a result of this. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Quick break, right back. All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. We started earlier today talking about the extremism that is now showing up as a result of this, well, it's not even a decision yet, but this leaked draft of the Roe v. Wade possible decision that's coming down the line. And I find the irresponsibility here is insane. Jen Psaki, circle back, can't condemn the doxing, giving out the addresses of Supreme Court justices. Apparently there's supposed to be people showing up at Justice Sam Alito's house tonight, showed up at Justice Roberts' house over the weekend, showed up at Justice Kavanaugh's house over the weekend. You go to fake news CNN, they actually defend the protesting outside of Supreme Court justices' homes. Imagine if a conservative said, here's the address of this liberal, blah, blah, blah. Go to their house. Let them know how you feel. I'd never do that. It's dangerous. Can't do it. Anyway, listen.
I think for a lot of people, a conversation about civility feels like it misses the mark when constitutional rights that you believe that you had for over 50 years are about to be overturned. The justices have security. So far, all of the protests have seemed overwhelmingly nonviolent. There are plenty of protests that happen every single day in this country, around the country, at abortion clinics, blocking women from getting into clinics. And we don't cover those as if there's four alarm fires. And so, yes, they're going to be protesting in front of Kavanaugh's house because people are angry. And as long as they stay nonviolent, I think for most of the people who are watching it, you can understand where they're coming from. Even if you may think politically it's not the right thing, you can understand sort of where that animated feeling is coming from.
And then if you go, I mean, this is pretty outrageous. That was fake news CNN. They go a little more extreme over at MSDNC, and they had a panel this weekend. A guest on the panel says they want to make sweet love to the Supreme Court leaker and joyfully abort our fetus. Wow. Listen.
So do you agree that this is going against the undemocratic will, but this is the only way Republicans can achieve this?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, here's the thing. Here's my feeling about the leaker. I would like to find out who the leaker is so I can make sweet love to that person, because that person is a hero to me. Okay. And if the leaker, a lot of people are saying it could be a conservative. If the leaker is a Republican, and if I get pregnant during our lovemaking, I will joyfully abort our fetus and let them know.
Wow. Unbelievable. Pretty twisted, pretty ugly, pretty sick stuff. But anyway, what do you, does any of this surprise you? You know, how come there was no outrage when Governor Northam of Virginia, the Commonwealth, went out there and said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll have the baby, will be born, we'll take care of the baby, and then the doctor will have a conversation with the mother. What, with the baby sitting there unattended to? And at that point, post-birth abortion, states that have laws that allow abortion up until the final hours before birth, knowing that you're talking about a viable child at that point. You know, liberals like to lecture that they have this monopoly of compassion. At what point does some level of common sense and responsibility kick in here? If maybe you're a first trimester, quote, pro-choice person because you don't believe that it's a viable life at that point, I don't agree with it, but I can understand the argument. I can't understand the argument post-birth abortion or up to the moment of birth abortion. You can't get me there. You're never going to get me there. And there's something so barbaric and soulless about these arguments. But the idea, I would like to track down this person and make sweet love to the Supreme Court leaker and everything else in between. You can't make this stuff up. Dennis, Louisiana, Sean Hannity Show. Hey, Dennis, how are you? Happy Monday.
Hey, Sean. First time caller, man.
Welcome aboard. How are you, sir? Are you an 18-wheeler? Are you over the road?
Yes, sir. I own my own company. I got my own two trucks. Me and my brother-in-law have been running it. for the last.
Good for you. Now, how you doing? Like, I know you've been busy. How you dealing with these record high diesel prices?
It's tough. It's real tough.
Hang on a second. I want to ask you about this. Stay with me. So, you're paying twice as much what you were paying under Donald Trump, right? Pretty much?
Pretty much. Yeah, I went from less than $3 a gallon to $6 a gallon.
Okay. So, now that you have to, you're not going to make less money. I mean, you got to pay off your truck. I don't know if you lease them. I don't know if you buy them outright, whatever you happen to, whatever plan you have. So you have to charge more for every load you take on, correct?
Correct. I mean, okay. We have to pass it on. If you're not going to survive, if you don't pass it on.
Okay, and every other trucking company is doing the same thing. Every other trucker, independent owner, operator like you is doing the same thing, right?
Everybody's doing the same thing.
The bottom line is... stay with me, and then I'll let you say anything you want. So the bottom line is Joe's energy policies now are causing you to dramatically increase the price, the rates, to transport all the goods that you deliver to every store we go to, correct?
Correct.
But
we have no choice.
Of course you had no choice. Look, these are inflationary times. You're getting killed, too, like everybody else. So
exactly.
How is business overall? And I know there are a lot of restrictions on how many hours you can drive, but I'm sure you're probably, hauling stuff 6-7 days a week.
Exactly. Overall, I'd say it's fair. That's about all I can say. It's fair.
It's been very busy. You have a little bit of a lull, but I'm told that the summer months you expect a massive increase in business. Am I wrong there?
From June till about September, it's okay. Nonstop. Or as of last year, it was nonstop.
How many hours do you drive a day?
Oh gosh, on an average, 9.5 to 10.
Okay, and then you have to rest what? 8 hours.
8 hours. Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough life. And then do you sleep usually in the back of the cab, or do you go to a hotel?
I sleep in the back. It's cheaper. Yeah, it's just a lot cheaper. Every now and then, I'll stay in a hotel, but 90% of the time, I sleep in a cab.
By the way, I've seen the inside of those cabs. They're actually pretty cool, a lot of them. You got your refrigerator. You can cook in there. You got a big screen television in there. Anyway, what else is on your mind today? I don't mean to distract you so much.
You were talking about the abortion. My opinion of that, there is no law that's going to cover an abortion, in my opinion. It's just inhuman. It's unhuman to bring somebody into life at a split second, right before they're born, and you don't end their life. That's murder.
At that point, that's infanticide. Look, abortion is not going to end in America. You see, this is the big lie. Just like inflation is the Putin-induced inflation. That's a big lie. Putin-induced energy price. That's a big lie because energy prices already were sky high because of Joe's energy policies and Vladimir Putin. We already had record high inflation, 40-year high inflation, long before Putin ever invaded Ukraine. So that's another lie. And in the case of people that are out there trying to fearmonger and politicize this abortion issue into making Americans believe that abortion is going to be outlawed, they're full of crap because that's not going to happen as a result of Roe v. Wade being overturned. They're not telling people the truth. As usual, they're lying. Every state will then decide what the law is going to be, what restrictions they may or may not have. Some will have none. And whether or not they outright outlaw abortion, which if it happens, it would only be, in my mind, one or two states max. I don't really even see that happening.
I'm like you. I believe that it's going to come down to each state, and they're going to have to run it.
Exactly.
Make decisions on it.
And that's constitutional. That's what, if it's not a right enumerated in the Constitution, that's what the 10th Amendment is about.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Well, listen, thank you for what you do. I hope people understand now, post-pandemic, every item we buy and every store we go to is only there because of guys like you that work hard. I don't know if I could do your job. I think it's really, really tough to drive 10 hours a day, day in and day out. But if it weren't for people like you, we'd have empty store shelves. If it weren't for people like you during COVID, more people would have died, dramatically higher numbers, because you kept the economy open. You were an essential worker. So thanks. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate all you do.
All right. Thank you.
800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. All right. Let's say hi to Andrew's in North Carolina. Andrew, so who are you looking at for Senate there, Bud or McCrory?
So don't give up on Mark Walker, because he's as American first as any can be. My concern, though, is in Western North Carolina, everyone in the United States is celebrating all the great wins conservatives are going to have in November. Madison Cawthorn, though, has imploded here in Western North Carolina. So let's don't take our eyes off the ball of those seats.
I've been watching. What is going on with him? I've been reading every single day. There's like another weird issue coming up. What's going on?
So sadly, he's making headlines for the wrong reasons, Sean. You can't take a knife or a firearm through the Charlotte International Airport.
My understanding is he had two of these incidents, right?
Yeah, and you know, and that's not a left-wing conspiracy. He just made those poor decisions on his own. There is one other America First candidate in this race, but unless she wins that primary, the fear is that Madison Cawthorn wins the primary but loses in the fall, because George Soros will throw millions of dollars in those salacious headlines at a safe seat, and we lose that one.
Yeah, look, I'd never like to celebrate people's decline or misery, and I don't like to pile on. I don't know what he's going through, but every single day something is going on here. And it sounds to me like he needs some type of intervention or help. I don't know what's happening. I've been reading it from a distance. It's sad to see anybody, you know, imploding the way he seems to be imploding. I wish him the best. I pray for the guy, and I hope he's okay.
Well, Leader McCarthy did call him into the principal's office and say, young man, you need to get your life together, which I thought was wise. It does seem like, though, that his voters are bailing out for one of the other America First candidates. Again, the fear, though, is that we lose a seat in November that we should not lose. I enjoyed your show, Sean. God bless.
Well, maybe, and I appreciate it, so thank you. Look, there are people that I know in life, friends of mine, they hit rough waters in life and they come back. And for whatever reason, they just hit these walls, and, you know, you want to be there for them in their tougher moments. I don't really know Madison. I think we've had him on radio or TV at some point. I'm not on radio. Okay. We might've had him on TV. I don't wish anybody that they go through something like this. Democrat or Republican, I take no joy in other people's suffering at all, ever, under any circumstances. Lance is in Texas. What's up, Lance? How are you?
Sean Hannity.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for all you do.
And thank you, sir.
And thanks for taking my call. I had a question for you. It seems to be off subject, because as far as all the Supreme Court justices' houses being protested at, I think that's just called harassment. They ought to arrest all of them. Anyway, but as far as Governor Abbott, do you know, because last I'd heard, he had sent three charter buses of the immigrants up to Washington, D.C., but he said he had 900 charter buses. Do you know if he's still doing that?
I don't know if he had 900. I mean, we had Governor Abbott on TV maybe 2 weeks ago, and he followed through. He's sending these illegal immigrants straight to Washington, D.C., and I know DeSantis is sending them to Delaware, and I think other states are going to be joining in as well, because in the dark of night, they're dropping these illegal immigrants off in pretty much every state.
They'll just drop them off at Joey's doorstep.
Yeah. Listen, my attitude is drop them off at Joey's doorstep.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
Anyway, like, you know, I appreciate the call, but you know what? Joe's aiding and abetting and the law breaking, and Joe is helping them. So Joe might as well take care of them and stop forcing states with these unfunded mandates, and don't force states to be complicit in aiding and abetting law breaking and human trafficking, because that's what they're doing. Anyway, but appreciate it, Lance. God bless you. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Loaded up tonight, Hannity, 9 Eastern, Fox News Channel. We expect another protest in front of another Supreme Court justice's house. Tonight it's Sam Alito. Sarah Carter will be there as that protest takes place. Lindsey Graham, Kayleigh McEnany, Laura Trump, Pam Bondi, Kellyanne Conway, Clay Travis, Leo 2.0 Terrell. News you'll never get from the media mob. And we'll show you the video, all the videos of all the liberal insanity all weekend long, which should not happen in this country. 9 Eastern tonight. See you then. Thank you for joining us. And back here tomorrow, thank you for making this show possible.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. And many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.